Of independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com, paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Pat Casale will join us, the owner of the MultiCare Group. We'll talk about local reaction to what happened in Israel over the weekend. We'll have a whole lot more. We'll talk some local politics as well as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric, Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Banks typically only lend money to people who have good credit. How does that work at Dollar Loan Center?
You know that nearly 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't have a checking account? And one in four over 21 use some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank to borrow a couple grand for a few weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
Been there and done that. It's the norm these days.
We process hundreds of loans every day, most in less than 30 minutes. And your first week is free.
That was Chuck. And to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law. The firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Reduced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday, this hump day edition of Live and Local. Everything you need to know to start your day. Coming up in our next hour, Pat Casale will join us, the owner of the MultiCare Group, the former vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. And he has some pretty solid opinions on what needs to happen in our state to turn it from blue to red, to change the legislature, i.e., elections have consequences. By the way, the Republican National Committee has issued a statement on the terrorist attacks against the people of Israel. Here's what they say in part. The Republican Party stands behind Israel, one of America's strongest allies. Less than 1 month ago, Joe Biden unfroze $6 billion for Iran from the largest state sponsor of terror. And now Israel is once again under attack. More on that coming up with Pat Casale. One of the things that we're also going to talk about is the speakership race that's going on. They're going to be voting on a speaker. My guess is Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan are going to split the vote. And we're going to end the day without a speaker. We need a speaker of the House. And I guess this is going to be one of these things where somebody's going to have to blink. Steve Scalise, Jim Jordan, somebody needs to get out of the race. Now, I happen to think it's not going to be Jim Jordan. I think Jim Jordan's going to be our next Speaker of the House. I really do. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Pat Casale joins us, the owner of the MultiCare Group. We'll talk about insurance. We'll talk about politics. And we'll talk about you and your family. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
There's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas, so how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Finding themselves at war with Hamas terrorists, Israel's political factions are pulling together. Opposition leader Benny Gantz says he has an agreement to enter a wartime unity government with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In a joint statement, the two men say they'll form a five-member war management cabinet. And ahead of an expected massive ground assault, Israel has been hammering the Hamas stronghold of Gaza City. Saturday's murderous Hamas rampage saw Israeli civilians slaughtered. Congressman Kevin McCarthy says the House Republican caucus at its meeting last evening
said a prayer for Israel. As you know, every year I would lead the new members to Israel. We do it on a bipartisan basis. On our last trip, we went down to visit the border along Gaza, see the Iron Dome. And we went and toured a kibbutz. That is the exact same one that you found the atrocities today of young babies being murdered, being decapitated.
Republicans say the barbaric attack raises questions about security here at home, given the wide-open southern border and the millions who have poured unvetted into the country. President Biden, while not mentioning Iran, says the U.S. has Israel's back and is stepping up military aid. This as the U.S. tries to determine the fate of U.S. citizens who are unaccounted for in Israel.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. believes that 20 or more Americans are missing.
But I want to underscore and stress that does not mean necessarily that there are 20 or more American hostages. Just that is the number who are currently unaccounted for.
Sullivan said that the administration at the moment has no plans of putting U.S. troops on the ground.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. Will it be Jim Jordan, Steve Scalise, maybe someone else? Lawmakers due to vote today on a new Speaker of the House. On Wall Street, the Dow up 74 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This decade may be the worst one yet to retire in. That's why you need the most current retirement information. For more than 30 years, Bob Carlson has been helping investors stay ahead of turbulent markets and money-grubbing politicians. Now, more than ever, you need to subscribe to Bob Carlson's Retirement Watch. Bob makes sure his Retirement Watch readers are getting independent advice on all aspects of retirement. It's advice you won't get anywhere else. When you subscribe to Retirement Watch, you'll get 12 months of the newsletter. You'll also get 5 model portfolios. Plus, you'll get immediate access to the Retirement Watch private website with tons of special reports. You'll also get an online spending calculator to help you deal with inflation. Plus, exclusive conference calls with Bob Carlson, answering your retirement questions live. All for as little as $49.95. Try it for 30 days, and if you're not satisfied, cancel and we'll refund your money. Sound fair? Sign up today at retirementelders.com. Retirementelders.com. That's retirementelders.com.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. Corporate terrorism at its finest. That's how MGM Resort CEO Bill Hornbuckle described the September cyber attack that crippled the casino giant for 9 days. Hornbuckle made those comments at the Global Gaming Expo, where he was the keynote speaker. During a question and answer segment, the head of MGM Resort said he wouldn't wish what happened to them on anybody, adding the cyber attack was devastating for a couple of weeks. The September 10th cyber attack took down the company's computer systems and crippled MGM operations across the country, as well as focused here on the Las Vegas Strip. Hornbuckle made it clear MGM did not pay a ransomware demand from those hackers. The Whole Foods market on West Charleston and Rampart moving. The company would not say when the Fort Apache location is closing, but the Howard Hughes Corporation, the developer of downtown Summerlin, has just announced it's building a new outdoor retail and entertainment center that Whole Foods will anchor. That new retail center will be at West Sahara and South Town Center Drive, expected to open by early 2025. The pain at the pump, it seems to be easing. The average price for a gallon of regular gas here in the Silver State on Monday was $4.89. That's down about 20 cents from last week. Local energy experts say Southern California refineries back at full capacity and lower winter blend prices have contributed to the lower pump prices here in the Southern Nevada area. No big winner in Monday night's Powerball drawing, so tonight's top prize, it'll be worth $1.73 billion. If you take the lump sum, that would be $756 million in cold hard cash. That would be the second largest jackpot in U.S. lottery history. The odds of winning, one in 292.2 million. As always, yes, you gotta play to win. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
A couple of problem spots in Henderson right now on the Beltway. Traveling east on 215 at Green Valley Parkway. Several cars involved here, but they're all out of the travel lanes on the right shoulder. That's eastbound 215 at Green Valley Parkway. Working a wreck on the other side, going the other direction. 215 westbound Las Vegas Boulevard. Have that off to the right. And an injury accident of the surface streets, east side intersection of Desert Inn and Maryland Parkway. Should be sunny and a little bit cooler today. Afternoon highs only getting to the low 80s and less wind, about 20 miles per hour. 66 degrees still right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become, we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settle. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Good to have you with us. We're still gauging reaction to the barbaric attack on Israel over the weekend. In fact, we're getting more images from the region. It is so incredibly sad. Joining us now, though, is Pat Casale. He's the owner of the MultiCare Group. He is the former vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party, and he joins us. Pat, your thoughts on what went down over the weekend? It defies description. It really, honestly does.
I'll tell you this: you're seeing what powerful leadership will do when it pissed off. Look what they're doing last night. That was amazing. I mean, this is going to be Israel is going to level the Gaza Strip. That's going to be flatland real soon. I mean, and all the innocent people that are going to die because of these terrorists, it's unbelievable. I mean, when you consider the fact that right now we're almost like a world at war, you know, between the Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan will be next. I mean, we have world wars going on. So much for our power as a nation. We're going to be deploying our boys all over the world, it looks like. We've got World War III, and the only difference is right now, because of our borders, we might have 100,000 people in this country that hate our country. Look at the United States, Kevin. Look at all these protests. I don't understand how anybody, regardless of where you are, could look at what's happening in Israel and take the side of Hamas in any way.
I couldn't believe it. When you see these rallies in New York and Washington and around the country, and you see the pro-Israel, and then across the street you see the pro-Hamas, I just don't know how you can support barbaric acts like that we saw over the weekend, and we're continuing to find out about it. In fact, the death toll keeps going up and up and up.
But how do you decapitate children?
Yeah.
I mean, this is evil. This is evil on levels we've never even contemplated. I mean, let me tell you right now, what's going on in the Ukraine is terrible, but this is even worse. I mean, and then, you know, they're just grabbing people and they're, I mean, all I could do is pray that this war ends quickly and they can, they can nullify some of the, what's going to happen, but there's going to be a lot of people dying. And I got to tell you one thing, those hostages, I don't think anybody expects them to be coming home.
No. The president spoke yesterday, and in his speech, he never once mentioned Iran or Hezbollah. How could he omit two mentions like that when that's essentially what this is all about?
You know, he's not the patriot he claims to be. He supports the enemy, and it's unfortunate. I know there's a lot of people out there that aren't pleased, and I mean, I for one don't see our leadership in power. I think our leadership is lacking dramatically. That picture of him and Blinken and Nod from the Andy Griffith show, that's what they looked like on the stage yesterday.
Well, let me just add, do you think it was intentional leaving Iran and Hezbollah out of the statement?
Yeah, it was political.
It was political?
It was a politically correct motive. I mean, he didn't want to upset anybody. And what he upset a lot more people than he thinks. I mean, let's be, you know what? remember in the movie Untouchables with Robert De Niro, where he plays Al Capone? If somebody steals from me, I'm not going to sit there. I'm going to tell them that they stole. And then, you know, that's what's going to happen. In this particular case, what we're seeing before our very eyes is acts of war against the world. This is not just Israel. I mean, this is a world war, the precipice of a world war. We're sending over our carriers for a reason. It's a message to Iran and company. You mess with us, we're going to get involved here. And that means innocent American soldiers could be at risk.
Wow. Wow. Again, Pat Casal joining us. I want to take you in a little bit of a different direction as the House prepares to vote on whether it's going to be Team Scalise or Team Jordan. Are you a Team Scalise guy or a Team Jordan guy?
You know what's funny? I like them both. I met Steve Scalise. Scalise is a wonderful human being. If he were to be picked, I would be tickled to death. Jordan, you know, he's a little bit more dramatic, a little more. This is a guy that wants to fight. I mean, look at his background. He's a wrestler, so he likes the confrontation. But in either case, they're both strong Republicans, and I think they'll get the support of the party, and we'll hopefully it'll go forward. The most important thing is we need to rebound and regroup and show the world, show the American people that we are the leaders that can help this country go towards the promised land versus being a confused nation. And if you look at the Democratic state right now, they're up for grabs. I mean, can you imagine we have American politicians that are acting anti-Semitic?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The squad obviously has shown where they are, AOC and the squad. It's incredible what's going on there. Let me just ask you, should one of these candidates drop out? Should Jordan or Scalise say, for the good of the party, for the good of the nation, we need a speaker, we need him now, I'm dropping out?
It wouldn't have surprised me if Scalise did that.
Why Scalise? Why Scalise?
Because he's the nicer of the two in that respect, but more importantly, he's got some health issues. He might step up to the plate and say, listen, for the betterment of the party, I support Jordan. Let's get this rolling. Let's turn this thing around. Let the country see Republicans matter.
Want to take you in a completely different direction and have you wear your MultiCare Group hat, because a lot of people, as we get further and further towards the end of the year, they're starting to look to 2024 as far as their health care coverage. What do we know about what to expect come the first of the year?
Well, I got all the rates and everything, so we know the rates are going up about, on average, 6%.
Wow.
We know out-of-pockets are rising. The plans aren't, let's be honest. On the individual market, Obamacare is a brutal failure. In Sunday's article in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, there was a whole article about how the Obamacare is a failure. It really is. But by the same token, I can make this claim against Republicans, you know, what are you doing? Well, I mean, you got to come up to, you got to figure this out. I mean, access to care is limited. I mean, I was with doctors. I've been in meetings the last few days, and I think that because of inflation, this could be a year we have lesser people insured than ever before because of the premium costs. I mean, they're becoming mortgage payments, and so it's insane. And so hopefully employers start to think about offering benefits. I mean, that's how bad on average, they figure group rates went up about 7% around the United States. But in Nevada, we're looking at individual rates of 6 points. And again, most of the plans in Nevada are subjected to Clark County. So if you buy a health plan in Clark County, you only can use it in Clark County, unless it's an emergency. But by choice, you can't leave Clark County, which is frustrating, really.
In the past, we have always been tracking healthcare companies, and are they leaving the state? Are they staying in the state? Are we getting new folks in the marketplace? What is the status of healthcare companies, and are they staying in Nevada? Are they coming to Nevada?
Well, we lost one, Friday Health Plans, but we now pick up Imperial and we pick up Molina. But both of those companies are more in, well, one specifically likes Medicare better. The other one is a Medicaid, more about Medicaid. So it you know, they're going to be taking small steps, but that doesn't really matter. You know, what you really have to look at is provider networks. And what we're finding is, like, for example, Dignity Health, that hospital is not on all the, not a provider for all the plans. So, I mean, as time goes by, it's becoming more and more evident that access to care is a bigger problem than the care itself. And these commercials you see are really crazy when they talk about, oh, yeah, I can get a policy for $20. But the problem is, if you qualify for that plan, your income is probably around $23,000, $24,000 a year. What happens if you go to the hospital and you get hit with your deductible and your deductible is $9,000? What do you do for that if you're making 24 gross a year?
I don't know of anybody that has $9,000 just kind of laying around in a cigar box.
I mean, I'm telling you this. This last 3 months, I'm getting more phone calls from clients saying, hey, I can't afford the premiums. These are people who make, you know, about 80 grand. I can't afford the premiums. I mean, essentially, when you're looking at somebody over 55, if you make $80,000, your health care cost, just your premium, is about 10% of your income, gross income, not net income. That's a lot of money.
Well, and that is why you need to call and you need to ask Pat Casale, you know, what's the best road for my family to make sure that when January 1 comes around, they've got the health insurance that they need. Explain what the MultiCare Group is and what it does, and the fact that what you do doesn't cost the consumer a dime.
Well, we're a full-service brokerage house. We write health insurance, life insurance, et cetera. But here's the thing that people don't realize. The premium is the premium set by the carriers. So if you go directly to a carrier, the rate will be the same through them and through us. Here's the biggest difference. If you have issues, we can help you with those issues. If you have issues and you're not really sure what questions to ask, we do. That's where we come into play, and we make a difference in your life. I'll give you another example. I have a gal called me yesterday, 32-year-old single mom, and she got offered a job, and she was going to work for another firm at a 1099. And they were going to give her $3,000 a year for health insurance for her and her kid. When I told her what the cost would be, she goes, I can't afford that. Exactly. Sometimes the grass always looks greener on the other side. Your other job offers you benefits. The new job doesn't. I wouldn't take the new job. And so I talked myself out of a sale. But what I'm doing is I'm helping the consumer make sure they make the right wise decisions and the right choices economically for their family.
Pat, if folks want to find out more about what it is you do and the services you provide, where can they go?
Well, here's the best part. I'm giving I'm like American Express. I don't leave home without my cell. Here's my cell number, 702-286-1014. That's 286-1014. Give us a call, and I'll tell you what, if you come to our office, I'll give you a lollipop.
Oh, how about that? Nothing better than that. Pat, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. We will talk again
prayers
soon.
Prayers to everybody out there in Israel, and hopefully anybody out there who has any loved ones, they're safe.
Amen to that. Thank you so much. Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group, the former vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party, and he also can help you with your health insurance. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, updates on the war that Israel is waging now against the Hamas terrorists. We'll tell you about what land has been taken back.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.